美国神韵巡回艺术团在完成加拿大东部五个城市的巡回演出之后，来到与加拿大温莎市一河之隔的美国底特律市，于1月20日拉开在底特律四天五场演出的序幕。密西根州各级政要，包括联邦参议员、前州长和底特律市长、市议长纷纷发来贺信，在赞誉神韵的同时祝贺演出成功。
美国联邦参议员卡尔莱温和黛比斯特本纳分别发来贺信，祝愿美国神艺术团的艺术家们向大底特律地区的观众展示他们的才华。卡尔莱温在贺信中写道，神韵的快速发展就是他的艺术家们的激情和他们的演出受欢迎的证明。黛比斯特本纳在贺信中表示，把这场以传统中华文化为主的美丽演出带到底特律是令人兴奋的。底特律市市长戴夫宾表示，底特律市拥有丰富的文化遗产，并对建设文化和多元化的表演艺术具有一种承诺，并有一种使命感，而中国古典舞和音乐的影响将远远超出这一使命。另外，前密西根州州长詹妮弗·格兰霍姆和底特律市市议会议长查尔斯·皮尤也分别发贺信欢迎神韵艺术团的到来。新唐人记者林慧欣、宋德，美国底特律市报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在底特律市的首场演出1月20日在底特律歌剧院获得圆满成功，演出受到底特律地区观众的热烈欢迎。著名华人音乐教育工作者严玉平女士也是合唱团指挥，她认为神韵已经在塑造一个新世纪。
严玉平女士是第二次来看神韵演出，他表示看完神韵后整个生命焕然一新。
今天看的神韵啊，让我整个人的生命是焕然一新，心里面充满了喜乐，充满了平安，而且充满了生气。搭配设计还有颜色的鲜丽，还有一个在舞曲音乐里面的这个整个的过程里面充满了，所搭配出来的都是非常的活跃轻快，尤其几个传统的民俗文化故事真的是再一次了，让我非常的喜乐，而且非常的逗趣。神韵是已经在塑造一个新世纪。
作为教授美声唱法的音乐教师，严玉平赞誉神韵歌唱家把观众带入了一个天人合一的境界。
他不是光是让你听到他的美声，他是他透过他的生命气息带给你的是生命的气息，在于我们天人的合一。
严玉平还赞誉神韵让全世界看到了真正的中华民族传统文化，让全世界刮目相看。
所以神韵创造了这个奇迹，神韵缔造了这个机会，神韵的成功是让全世界刮目相看，神韵能够到达全世界每一个角落，因为神韵所带出来的生命力、号召力就是我们现在朝向世界的指标。
新唐人记者林慧欣、陈雷，美国底特律市采访报道。
1月15号，夏威夷首府檀香山布莱斯戴尔音乐中心聚集了当地各界的主流人士，神韵国际艺术团精彩绝伦的表演让他们如沐春风，度过了一个难忘的夜晚。请看来自当地的报道。
夏威夷著名的影评人 Bragg 每年至少会观赏250部以上的电影，同时他也在经营着自己的公司。神韵演出的钢琴伴奏让他赞叹不已。
And I was really surprised at the classical piano for the soprano and the baritone. I was amazed at that. I didn't expect it.
他也十分欣赏神韵艺术团在背景天幕中所融入的多媒体高技术的运用。
And I really like the multimedia approach with the screen and showing characters coming and going. It's very unique.
音乐家 George Cole 则用杰出来表达他对神韵乐团的感受。
Our live orchestra is just, the sound is just exceptional.
对地产经纪商 Howard 和他的夫人来说，神韵的一切都是那么美好。
The costumes, the activity, the action, it just never stops.
The
orchestra, exactly. I'll say this, we'll be back next year.
They were just fantastic. Even the singers, the orchestra, the commentators, it was all done very well. We very much enjoyed it.
已有32年教龄的老师 Josephine 则为神韵所坚持的传统价值观深深的打动。
I think particularly now this group of performers is essential to our society to drive home a message that we've lost in our culture throughout the world.
退休的中学校长 Caroline 对演出的舞蹈、音乐和服装都赞不绝口。作为一名资深的教育者，他特别推荐父母带孩子们前来观看演出。
Oh, middle school kids would love it. They would love it. Really nice.
新唐人记者夏维怡综合报道。
1月14号晚上，神韵国际艺术团在夏威夷布莱斯戴尔音乐中心的首场演出，让当地的东西方艺术家激动不已。他们表示要立刻把这个演出介绍给自己所有的同行，让他们不要错过了接下来的两场演出。请看来自夏威夷的报道。
神韵国际艺术团离开了山清水秀的美国西北部，1月14号来到了温暖宜人的旅游胜地夏威夷，为当地民众带来三场全新的演出。
夏威夷岛上的居民热情奔放，爱好艺术表演，这里聚集了很多艺术表演者。 Teddy Wills 是夏威夷著名的演员，也是拥有4500名会员的夏威夷演员联络网的创始人。
They are actually working together, which makes it all come together so perfectly. It showed me the power of unity and the power of working together to make something beautiful. So tonight, when I get home, I'm going to go write about it because I have 4,500 people waiting to hear about it, to know if they should come.
同行的 Yami 也是演员，对于神韵艺术家们的表演观察得非常细致。
Just to see culture,things that were so ancient and it's available for us just to see how things were and how they still are. It's right there in front of us. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. It's so well put and they have such a poise and grace that it's just so breathtaking.The dancer, everything flows in a natural way. Is the music flowing through their bodies, and it's just moving their bodies with such a free movements that it's you are seeing the music in their bodies. That's what I love.
在芝加哥唱了多年歌剧的日裔歌唱家 Amiko 表示，舞台设计令人叹为观止。
And particularly, it was very spectacularly done.Very well, theatrically appealing and artistic, technically very fine.
It's so awesome, so organized it, on time it, perfect, beautiful girl.
音乐家邹伟昌在去年第一次欣赏过神韵演出后，今年决定把它作为给母亲的生日礼物。
And I appreciated the singing that was going on. That was some awesome singing, the tenor and the baritone, and I just loved the show.
表演舞蹈多年的母亲则表示，这是最好的生日礼物。
They're awesome. They're well-trained and beautiful dancing.
有着中国血统的邹伟昌非常向往中国的文化，他还现场献上一曲来表达激动喜悦的心情。新唐人电视台夏威夷综合报道。
神韵国际艺术团1月15号下午在夏威夷檀香山的演出深深打动了现场观众的心，无论是当地的居民还是远道慕名而来的游客，尤其被晚会所传递的信息所震撼。
来自德克萨斯州奥斯汀的詹姆斯夫妇错过了神韵去年8月在当地的演出，深感遗憾。看到电视上神韵2011年世界巡演开始的消息后兴奋不已，于是邀请了在犹他州的两对朋友塞拉姆夫妇和威尼格夫妇一起到夏威夷旅游并观看神韵。在大学工作的詹姆斯先生看后表示，看神韵晚会就像是进行了一次神奇独特的文化之旅，而且这么大型精美的制作是物超所值。
It's very clean and very precise, and as an engineer, I enjoy that.
退休建筑商人塞拉姆先生则对晚会中天幕和舞台表演的完美结合印象深刻。
It was unique. I'd never seen anything like that blending before, and it was a wonderful, wonderful production.
除了音乐、服装，一行六人感触最深的是神韵晚会传递的信息。
I liked the very positive message that you feel when you're there. A wonderful, wonderful feeling of spirit.
So I was very thrilled with the message as well, very inspirational.
The message is something that I think everybody should hear and think about. It was truly a spiritual as well as a very beautiful, beautiful, skillfully done program. And we're grateful to have been able to come.
眼含泪花的塞拉姆太太最后表示，她会一遍又一遍地来看神韵演出，并且希望神韵能到她的家乡犹他州，这样那里的人们也能欣赏到这么美丽的演出了。新唐人记者美国夏威夷综合报道。
经过了头两场演出，神韵的美名在夏威夷广为流传。最后一场演出吸引了更多的艺术家慕名前来。请看来自夏威夷的报道。
迈克尔·威尔斯是夏威夷著名的演员，通过朋友介绍以及前一天发表在夏威夷演员网上的大力推荐，让他不愿错过这个重要的演出。
Awesome choreograph, yes, and I really enjoyed it. The amazing stunts and dance.
温迪也是演员，他对舞蹈情有独钟，谈起来眉飞色舞。
Amazing, amazing! I can't imagine how much they must practice, and everyone so in sync with each other. It was really quite moving. I like the story that the plum blossom represents courage.
芬兰国家艺术体操队队员的 Rebecca 很熟悉西方舞蹈技巧。
Like, most importantly, they did the same time, and it's really hard to get a big group doing that, like, similar stuff at the same time, so it was really great.
Rebecca 表示，她对神韵一见钟情，她很高兴观看了这个演出。新唐人夏威夷记者站综合报道。
每年这个时候是好莱坞的颁奖旺季，大小奖不断。女性形象网络奖却在各类奖项中独具一格，红地毯上也是星光熠熠。两届奥斯卡奖获奖演员和社会活动家、制片人、主持人和电视艺术赞助人苏珊·罗伯茨获得了本届终身成就奖。请看本台记者来自当地的报道。
观众朋友，我现在在 The Win Awards 的颁奖典礼现场。刚刚这个红地毯呢，有很多的歌手、好莱坞明星以及制作人纷纷走上红地毯，带您来看看。红地毯上现身的有老牌演员米奇·鲁尼、电影《定罪》的制作人唐安祖、演员萨拉·茹、约翰·沙维奇、金球奖得主莎莉·科克伦、歌手及演员米夏卡。史蒂芬妮·奎尔将为颁奖典礼开唱。
This is just a great way for women to get together. Another great honor for a lot of incredible people. So I'm happy to be here. Happy to be a part of it.
六姐妹团体席梦麟，她们美妙的多部合音受到很多人的喜爱。著名服装设计师卡普丁也来到现场，他也是一位超级的神韵迷。
This is the greatest thing I ever see in my life, and I still remember everything. And I actually my new collection is inspired in this.
原从费城来的苏珊·罗伯兹获得终身成就奖。
Is in a position like this where they get an award for what they're doing, and I get a lot of lovely feedback from people.That they feel good and they feel hopeful because they see me try it. Why shouldn't they? They're younger than I am, most of them. So I'm very excited.
女性形象网络奖成立于1993年，鼓励为促进性别平等，通过创意和领导能力，描写女性在电影、电视、广告和互动媒体等有贡献的人士。新唐记者张玉渊、苏香兰，美国洛杉矶报道。